We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
George Sedano can be heard daily on ESPN Los Angeles. You see him on the sidelines of NBA games, and he's on the jump, around the horn. He is everywhere. Used to be hosting Afternoon Drive right here on this radio station in Miami. He is 305 for life. There's no question about it. And he is lending his voice to ESPN's coverage of Dwayne Wade's retirement celebration, the three-day legacy celebration, which begins tonight at the American Airlines Arena. And we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. George Sedano is on with us right now. Hello, Jorge.
Hey, what's up? You guys have a milkshake yet or what?
We did. So Mark Light Shakes brought us both a shake here about 3:05. I've already knocked mine down. I think Beasley's still working on his.
Yeah, I've nursed mine a
bit. Come on, Beasley.
Yeah.
I'm ready for Mark Light Shake number two. This this baseball series, Sedano, he knows we're out at Mark Light, so it's Canes in Florida. This is the first three-game series that has been sold out in advance since 2003. There is not a single ticket to be had.
Oh, I bet. I mean, first of all, it's a huge rivalry.
Yeah.
In general, like no Canes fan likes the Gators, so of course you want to be there to hope you kick their butt, right? Like, and now you got one versus two. I mean, it's phenomenal. I'm really happy with what the Canes baseball team has been able to do. I know that it hasn't always been so kind to the Canes football recently, or even Canes basketball. Over the last year or two, but it's nice to see Canes baseball is back.
Yeah, it feels good just to have a Canes team ranked number one in the nation in anything. So anyway, Sedano is contributing to this D. Wade celebration. How can people see what you're contributing to ESPN?
Well, I've got a couple of things up right now. I've got a written piece on ESPN.com. If you, it's somewhere near the top of the website. It's on the ESPN app as well, and it's basically a chronicling of Dwayne Wade's journey, and it's done through the voices of the people closest to him, coaches, teammates, competitors, and family. And, you know, I talked to a lot of different people over the last year about Dwayne and just the journey that he took to kind of get through his career as a basketball player, and it's just fascinating stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. The Pat Riley stuff, I think, is the most revealing, and he's kind of alluded to a lot of this before, but he went really strong with me on just how much he regrets Dwayne leaving to Chicago. And there's some really interesting quotes from Pat there about that particular time. And then there's just some great reminiscing from Pat and Chris Bosh and Stan Van Gundy and Alonzo Mourning and Caron Butler and so many of those type of players and coaches that he either played for or with. And, you know, they talked about that 2006 finals. Like, Caron Butler literally cursed. Like, he said, he looked like a bleeping superhero out there, man. Like, that was, like, out of this world stuff. Bosh kind of reiterated that. Riley even went as far as to say that's what a real GOAT looks like, that particular moment in his career. And look, it is one of the greatest finals performances in the history of the sport, so it should be recognized as such.
There have been millions upon millions of words written about Dwayne Wade. In the reporting for this story, did you learn anything new?
I learned that his eating habits were terrible. That he, Alonzo, him, his wife, Alonzo, Gabby, Chris Bosh, they all just torched him on his eating habits because I asked him the question of where has he grown the most. and they all just started cackling. Like, every single one of them had the same exact reaction, and they were like, now he even squeezes in a salad. Bosch was funny about how, you know, Zoe said he used to eat just burgers and fries and hot dogs, and then Chris went a little further. He said, we had to rebuild that palate. He's like, forget about rebuild it. I take that back. We had to formulate the palate. There was no palate there before. Now he eats fish and he eats salad. And, you know, it took a long time to crack that. But that was the one thing that D-Wade, as he grew older, his eating habits got way better. So that's kind of funny.
George Sedano is with us. You see him all over ESPN. I've been impressed with D-Wade's broadcasting skills. I think he's a compelling analyst on TNT. And I think there's, we all look back, obviously, after Kobe passed, at he was beginning this second act that was going to be phenomenal, maybe even better than the first act. Do you get that feeling at all from D-Wade?
Yeah, he seems to be interested, and he seems to be engaged, and I think that you know really quickly if guys are going to be good at this, right? Like, I don't think that – no disrespect to Emmitt Smith, right? But, like, he came to ESPN, and that thing was a train wreck, right? Like, right out of the gate. You kind of saw that. And, you know, guys either they like it or they don't. Shane Battier, who's great. I thought he was great on the air. He just didn't love it, it seemed like. And he went into the front office with the Heat. So you either know if a guy is good or bad, or you know if a guy likes it or not very quickly in this business.
With Dwayne, what is the pinnacle moment you'll always hold dear to your heart? There's so many. I mean, the flashbacks go through your brain. You just saying the words. But there's the one moment 30, 40, 50 years from now, I'll be like, that's what Dwayne Wade was all about.
Oh, game three of the 2006 NBA Finals. You know, that was part of the stuff that was in the story I wrote, which is just what it took. I mean, he scored 12 of the last 22 points in the last 6 minutes and 30 seconds of a finals game where if they lose that game, it's over. Like, they're down 3-0. They're not coming back to win that series. And he propelled them to their first championship, literally putting them on his back. Like, he put a cape on and he dragged everybody with him, including Shaq, who was struggling because of double teams in that particular series. And we'd never seen anything like that from Shaq at any stage of his career to that point. So for Dwayne to step in, like, that to me is the story you'll tell forever. You know, Spo actually echoed some of that stuff. Like, he said he's had so many stories that he'll be telling Dwayne Wade stories in his locker rooms for the rest of his life and career.
The D-Wade celebration, it begins tonight at the American Airlines Arena. It's a 3-day celebration. Tomorrow night, the jersey goes up in the rafters. I know you've written before, after you lost your dad, about what Dwayne Wade meant to you and your family. I had kind of the same relationship with my dad and Walter Payton. That's like my best memories of my dad is watching Bears games and Walter Payton. So for you, this Dwayne Wade celebration, I mean, it's more than just a basketball guy.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, when my dad passed away, one of the first people I heard from was Dwayne, you know, which was really nice. Like, you know, look, and Hawk and Beasley, you specifically, you're in locker rooms all the time. Like, you come, you know, you have relationships with guys, but, you know, you keep it professional, and some guys maybe you're a little closer to than others. And he and I always had a really good professional relationship. We're not friends by any stretch of the imagination, but he's always been so kind with me. From when he came back from Cleveland, he gave me the interview for SportsCenter. He's always been just so good to me. When I worked on radio there, he would come on pretty frequently. And, you know, in his post-career, I saw him here. His last game in L.A., we did a hit. We did an interview together for SportsCenter. And even when he was just here last season, or actually, I'm trying to think, was it last season? I don't know. Whenever he was here to watch a game where LeBron was playing, and he was just hanging out, and we were chatting on the sidelines. Like, he's just always been such a kind man to me. But, yeah, my father and I only have a couple of athletes that we bonded over, really. Like, you know, Dan Marino was one, Reggie Jackson. I was a little too young, but I do remember that being kind of the first guy my dad was super into. And, yeah, and Dwayne. Dwayne was that guy. And I think it changed a little bit for me because my dad had been sick for, you know, 14 years. So I think that time coincided with literally Dwayne coming into the league and really me covering the NBA on a regular basis. So all those worlds kind of collided, and he kind of became our guy.
George Sedano, I got to ask you one quick question. We're up against the break. I got to ask you one quick question, though. Heat have lost 5 of their last 6. Terrible loss last night, I thought, in Atlanta. Nervous at all?
I am a little nervous because of this. I don't think that they can afford to be a team that can play in the 4-5 spot. They can't get, if they get to the 5, they're in real trouble because we've seen how bad they are on the road. Even at the 4 spot, if they end up playing the Sixers, that's not the matchup you want in the first round. I know they've beaten them in the regular season, but I do think that that team is built more for the postseason. Now, I think Miami, with the reinforcements they added, could also be that team, but that's the best first-round matchup in the East. So you want to avoid that. You much rather see Brooklyn or Indiana, even though they're playing hard. They're not playing as well of late. Like, you want to be in that 2-3 slot because you don't want to play Philly in the first round, and you don't want to have to see Milwaukee if you get by them in the first round and see them in the second round. You'd rather wait to see Milwaukee to the conference finals. So I think it's really important for them to try to fast-track this chemistry situation with the new guys as quickly as they can and hopefully get Tyler Hero back in the rotation soon to allow them to try to catch at least the Celtics at this point.
George Sedano, read the story at ESPN.com or on the ESPN app. And everyone obviously celebrating D. Wade these next 3 days. And Sedano does a really good job of chronicling it. And he means a lot to just about every sports fan in South Florida. Thank you, George.
You got it, guys. And they can check it out on my Twitter, too. I'm actually posting a video that's going on SportsCenter. I had 2.5 minutes to tell D. Wade's career story in 2.5 minutes, and I think I did a pretty good job. So that'll be up soon, too. So check out everything on my Twitter if you can't find it elsewhere.
Very good. All right. Thank you, George.
You got it, guys. Enjoy the night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.